This is going to be so fun. Yes, come in. 5 minutes late, but why am I even surprised at this point? It seems like breaking deadlines and tardiness are your real professions around here. Sit down. Yeah, I've heard all of your excuses before. Oh, but ma'am, traffic was hell. Oh, but ma'am, just one more day with overtime. Oh, but ma'am, I had a stomach bug. Oh? Now someone's trying to get creative. But why should I believe you this time? No matter. That's not why I ordered you here in my office this morning. Oh, no. Your performance review isn't for another month. Or do you have an ingenious excuse for forgetting about the date of that as well? Yeah, no excuse. Anyway, that's not why I ordered you here before you left for the day. Ever since you closed that deal with a big client that was threatening to end business with us, you have been strutting around your butt around this office, my office, acting like you own the place and you don't have to listen to me or your colleagues, always demanding extensions on your deadlines. Silence. No more excuses. Enough of what you've done for me before and more of what you've done for me lately. And lately, you've done nothing of worth for me. There you go again with your promises. Promises mean nothing coming from you, okay? Just more time to parade around the office, acting like the boss. You keep forgetting where you sit here, who the actual boss is. And I am everywhere. Yeah, that's right. Every fucking where. Do you remember last Wednesday? In the break room, joking it up with the guys. Yeah, with those three clowns. Do you remember what you talked about? Fine. I'll say it. You called me a BILF, and I don't believe I need you to explain to me what that is, do I? Quiet. Don't even try to deny it. I have eyes and ears all over this office. Don't even try to guess as to who sold you out, because unlike you, he has some kind of loyalty to me in this company. Hey, look me in the eyes when you speak to me. Yeah, that's it. I want to know what those eyes look like when they're in the head of a liar. You realize the punishment for speaking in such a way about me, right? Exactly. 2 weeks suspension without pay. Now, before you go on another diatribe about how everyone in here is just out to get you or I'm so unreasonable, I'm going to offer you a moment of reprieve. Consider it another me proving you wrong once again. Yeah, I figured that would get you to shut that mouth of yours. Now, you have two options here. The first is to continue to deny your slander of calling me such an idiotic acronym, and you'll take your 2 weeks to think about your place at this company. Or choice number two, admit to saying it and agree to be my personal assistant for 2 weeks and take on all responsibilities that it calls for. My current, unlike you, has earned their vacation time and wishes to go on a cruise soon. Oh my god. There it is again, that rebellious attitude that got you in the situation in the first place. No, you have to choose one or the other. Oh my god, enough. I don't care if either choice is humiliating. You knew this was coming. Every day, in and out, taunting me with that carefree attitude. Now choose. Oh please, do not bring up that incident. Quiet. I told you to never bring that up ever again. It was merely a mistake that I wish to never experience again, even in recollecting. Yes, we exchanged a kiss. It was a ridiculous moment at an office party, and no one even saw, so don't you dare try to use that as a means of blackmail. So what if I'm mildly attracted to you? Do you believe that will help you out at all here? What are you doing on your phone? This is not the time to... When did you take that picture of us? Okay, I see where this is going. Stand up. Now. Do you think you can play with me? Fine, let's fucking play. Seems to me you only think about what's down here. Then let's think with what's down here. Make me come and delete that picture. And you won't have to choose either of those previous options, but fail to do so, and you will be my assistant for 2 weeks with a large pay reduction. I will not repeat myself I don't care how ridiculous you may think it sounds. Give me your answer. Yeah? Then get fucking started and kiss me. Well, I will admit I long for those lips of yours, but they're one of the only things I enjoy when I witness you parading through that front office door every morning. Look at you. All frozen stiff. You haven't moved your arm since I grabbed you by your tie. Like a little leash. Frozen stiff. Maybe I'll just start using this as a means of getting you under control. Perhaps you'll become an obedient little worker bee like everyone else here is. Shh. I don't want to hear anything out of you except yes, ma'am. My hand is just so awfully dry to stroke you with. Why don't you be a good boy and wet my hand with your mouth? Oh, good boy. Okay. Enough. Nice and wet to play with you now. Oh, yeah? You like the way I squeeze the base of your cock before I slide my hand all the way to the tip. Repeating it over and over and over again. Quiet. That wasn't a question. That was me stating a fact. At least your cock does what I tell it to. I can just enough pre-cum to coat my fingertips with. Now, I've always wondered. So that's what you taste like. That's the best thing you made for me all month. Get your pretty boy ass on my desk. Now. I said now. Good boy. Lay back for me. Oh, do you think I was going to grace your throbbing cock with my mouth? Oh my god. Don't be daft. You look ready for me already, but my pussy, on the other hand, could use a pretty little mouth that never knew when to shut up. I'm going to put your lips to good fucking use. I sit on your face a little bit. Oh, yeah. Fuck yes, move that tongue. Oh, that's right, you'll get the hang of it. Don't forget to look me in the eyes. Oh, those pretty eyes staring up at me. Oh, hard to believe they belong to such a silly fool. Ever since you finalized that deal and started acting like a hotshot, the urge to shove your face underneath me has been building and fucking building. Maybe I should just demote you to my permanent personal assistant and you can eat me out before every meeting. So the raw sexual energy left over and the remnants of my cum all over your lips will give me such a satisfactional high. I bet everyone in the office would feel it radiating off of me as I order you around. Oh my god. How's that sound? Do you want to be my personal vibrator? You can't answer. Your mouth is full. Quiet. I didn't need an answer anyway. You're busy. Remember? Oh, yeah. Oh, so busy. For once. Okay, enough. Let me get off of here. It wouldn't be fair if I just gave you my orgasm now, would it? It's time for me to see if this cock feels as good as it... looks. God. You know, from the way you gallivant around the office... Oh, I would have taken you for more. Dominant partner. Oh, but look at you. Oh, too scared to move and interrupt me. What an obedient worker bee. Such a good boy. Looks like you're gonna get that assistant job if you keep this up. Oh, the worthless task I'm gonna make you perform just to show everyone here you aren't the hot shot at this office. I'll make you fetch me coffee every morning, vacuum my office floor, clean the toilets, so many more frivolous things. Oh, just you wait. You have no idea how fucked you are for these next 2 weeks. Wait. Why even stop at 2? I am your boss, after all. I could keep this going indefinitely if I choose. I just imagine it, being my little servant until you decide to quit, but something tells me you wouldn't dare bruise that ego and quit. Day in, day out, just use you for your cock. The only reason that I'd keep you working here. Hey, what are you doing down there? Oh, fuck. Oh, you think I'm here bucking into me is going to make me lose my focus? Well, look who finally realized this was a wager. You think you can take me from down there, big man? Well, think again. Damn! You could have warned me if you're going to push me off so quickly. Wait, how dare you even try to move me, your boss, when I'm so graciously writing you? You want me to do what? No, I don't kneel. That's something I demand from others, from subordinates like you. No, on second thought, fine. Let me see how your little ideas form in the real world and not just in your pretty little empty head. Let me just... fuck. So maybe your cock fills out my mouth in a satisfactory manner. Doesn't mean... I'm enjoying this. Fuck, you taste divine. So fucking good. Finally taking off that stuffy tie of yours? Oh, you liked my little leash idea. Does that mean... Okay, yeah, I'm up. Must really be enjoying this, seeing your boss on the other end of the leash. You want me to bend over? Well, have your fun. It won't last forever. I know you like the way my ass looks bent over my desk. I think you're man enough to take it from... Oh, fuck. Okay, you little... Okay. Oh, yeah. You gonna shove your fingers at me like that? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You really believe... Oh, that you're taking me doggy style over my fucking desk like this... Oh, I'll get you out of serving as my sexy obedient assistant. I'm only playing along to see if it can really make me fuck. Come. What are you doing with the tie? Thank you for allowing me to moan freely again, sir. Yes, I called you, sir. Don't I don't get used to it. Tighter, sir. Look me in the eyes and pull the tie tighter. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna fucking come. Fuck, you're gonna make me fucking come. Damn it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Thank you for loosening the tie. That was magnificent. You were so great for your first rough dom role play. Wow. Hey, what's wrong? You didn't come. Oh my god, you're worried you went too rough. No, not at all. You were not too rough with me. Is that why you have that long face? Come here, honey. Baby. We went over this. Like, if I ever thought you were being too rough, I would have said our safe word, okay? It was perfect, I promise. You were so beyond amazing. So perfect. I have an idea. Since we did what I wanted, I would love to do what you want. Second idea to make you come, sir. You want to do missionary? Yeah, of course. No, of course we can. I just want you to feel great. That's, you know, all I ever want. Let me just lie back and get your cute body on top of me. Shh, don't worry about anything. Of course, I'm still wet. Just let me line you up here and... Oh. Hey. Look me in the eyes. You're so much more to me than a rough fuck or some silly roleplay I've been wanting to try. Never doubt yourself, darling. I love the way you trust me enough to try new things. I love the way you hold me. I love the way you cradle it back in my head when we make love. And I really love how you feel me. Every time it feels like that. First night we hooked up, that excitement never fades. Remember that thrill of being caught by your roommate? I swear he was gonna knock on that door any minute. And with those cheap doors, oh my god, those locks never worked. You're doing so well, baby. Keep going. Yes. Deeper. Deeper. Oh, just like that, you know, that spot. On the angle. Oh, yes, please, baby, don't stop. Oh, your moans. Oh, my God, I love them. Tell me you love me. Because I love you so, so much. Infinitely so. Oh, baby, my good boy. Oh, I'm clenching so hard around you. I just adore how you feel me. Just, before you... Yeah? You're gonna come? Yes, come for me. Oh, come for me, baby, please. I love making you feel so pleased and comfortable. Oh, please. Please. Please come for me, baby. Oh, be a good boy and come for me. Yeah? Yeah, you're gonna come for me, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh. Oh, baby. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I love feeling you feel me like that. Oh, fuck. Oh. Hey. What do you say if you just stay still like this for a little bit. I want to bask in this a little longer. Just look me in the eyes.